bing me. You bing me, I'll slap a hoe.
Emails.podbean.com.
It's Google, motherfucker.
Welcome to the call to Ian, you cop-sucking motherfucking dog shit ass cunt bitch.
This is my chance to gain some footing with the cool kids.
That's why you party? Boy, you really are 17.
Why do you party?
To get riggedy wrecked, son!
Alright, class it up. It's pretty classy now.
Hello, good people of the free world. Hello.
This is an intellectual podcast.
It is. Hello.
We're very stuffy.
I don't even know. I'm trying to give like a British accent.
Leroy, did you have my crumpets?
Bloody hell. I did not get the crumpets, sire. Oh,
me slippers. People don't dance no more. All they do is fight.
To the window.
to the wall.
Set up down my bars. Yes, cute. I'm bloody hell.
This is going to be the podcast where we die.
Yeah, man. Hey, what's going on, people?
So the last two podcasts were super, like, kind of smart stuff.
Yeah.
Artificial intelligence.
Big Dick Dilbert.
Big Dick Dilbert. We love that guy.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. He super hates him when I do that, but I love him.
I love him too.
I'm an asshole.
Stop.
I'm sorry.
You know this.
Hey, man, that's too funny.
That was totally me. That definitely wasn't Leroy.
Yeah.
Welcome to the podcast. Turn up, smoke something.
Yeah, please.
Drink something.
Please do.
And I thought, how am I going to follow these two episodes? It feels like I had some kind of precedent. Is the show changing? Is it this new thing? And then organically, I got. No, it's
you got visit.
It's weird. It gets weird.
You got visit by
we sit down with an alien.
An alien, y'all.
There's an SUV following us. I'm pretty sure the men in black are right behind us right now.
On life, or it's the law.
I will never commit suicide, so if I die suddenly, it was the government.
Hey, for real, guys. And if somebody ate my pizza puff, you know it's goddamn government.
And so we made first contact.
Yeah.
And it smokes good.
Ooh, Rockford's belt, amazing.
Rockford's belt. We passed the peace pipe.
Yup.
And then we learned about the universe and shit.
It was cool. I liked it.
A little part where he thought he got us, but it turns out we got him.
Yeah, he was in a simulator.
We got him.
Got him, bitch.
Anyway, so you can hear my jokes. I didn't really have any jokes planned. I've just been like doing life super hard, so I haven't been thinking about anything.
Yeah, man, we both have, bro. But it's that season. This is actually that time where
we get the work time. The winter is coming.
Hey, it really is. This is where you like, you make sure you get all your nuts and your berries and your, like, nah, for real, bro. This is where you stack up right now.
Desmond Daly made a triumphant return.
Hey, Desmond, great job, big bro.
Back to Riddles.
I love it, man.
He used to run the DJ booth back when Jay Washington was hosting.
Like, you're going to see a big difference in...
And he was super dope.
Yeah, and the caliber of comedy. Man, watch us be on the show up there.
It could have been a bunk night, because only 10 comics showed up.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Only 10 people said, I want to be a comedian. And then got up. Got in a car and went to a comedy club to tell jokes on the stage. Only 10 people did that.
Only 10 people, y'all.
And 4 people came out to watch that.
Bloody hell. And they enjoyed it. And they were interacting with the hosts, and they interacted with the comics in a positive way.
Now, it could have been a shitty night, but Desmond allowed us to heckle each other a little bit.
Yeah.
Not a lot. He still controlled the room.
Oh, without a doubt.
But he let us get some jokes in.
Yeah.
And that fed the energy where it was such a better night.
Yeah.
This was being at the comedy store. This is like your favorite backstage just hanging out time.
Yeah.
This was the best.
Yeah, it was. It was. Shout out, big homie. I liked it, man.
So I loved it. Congratulations, Desi.
Yeah. Hey, congratulations, Kev. Like, big ups to you, big bro.
So Dave Leopel is going to come... talk to me and Michael McCabe about the economy.
Oh, that's going to be dope.
Probably going to do a couple parts.
Oh, I love it.
Hopefully KB will be on. We'll do one in December.
Oh, man, that's going to be so dope. It's like It's like, it's getting to a different way. Like, y'all about to, it's about to get serious.
We're starting to have some fun.
Yeah, for real. Let the hair down.
Leroy, you have any closing words? Anything you want to tell him?
Closing words.
Learn anything from the ET?
You know what? I did learn a lot from him, man. Basically, what I learned was, like, we all got our part, and we all got to play it. Y'all can't be one thing. He called us Grays. I was like, fuck that. But I see his point. Like, just play your part. If you're an organism in a human body, play your position. That's all you got to do. It's not that hard. Don't try to be the head when you the fucking lung or the small intestine. Just, it's cool. And shout out to Byron, man. I got a chance to perform at his show. And the little bro, he is...
B classes,
man. My dude is very inspiring and very talented. Like, he's about to go far. Like, he's there. Like, I always say it, like, he's up next. Like, for real.
Alright, guys, I hope you enjoyed this foolishness.
Yes.
And we'll be back next week with something else.
Good night.
Also, this is real.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't give you the instructions. Go light up. Go find a good spot, listen to some dope ass music, and light yourself some good time.
No, guys, this actually happened.
Like, for real. Like,
we were on a spaceship.
Coordinates got GPS. Like, y'all, for real.
Nobody's gonna believe this.
No.
This happened.
Nigga, ain't you trying to pay me off with pizza puffs? I took it. I did take it. I was like, alien pizza puffs?
Alright, so.
Alright, y'all.
Look up at the sky.
Bro. Men in Black.
Anybody else in here while he was doing that last bit was wondering if a bolt of lightning was about to strike? Jesus never sold weed, bruh.
2017, Jesus did.
Hey, Jesus, that's Jesus.
What is that? I'm going to have a boy. That's nice.
I'm just realizing how mentally special I am right now. So coming to the stage is another good friend of mine. He has his own podcast. I'm pretty sure he'll tell everybody about that good stuff and some other things he got going on. So get round of applause going, everybody, for Mr. Ian Ellis.
Boy, are you special.
Guys, contain yourselves. This is a rough time for Desmond. I think we need to pray for him.
No, I'm good.
He's showing a lot of signs of being triggered. Some black guy showed up in the bag. He looks like Tupac. Desmond was shaking hands with him. That might be his Muslim friend. Only sold him a pager. Going down a dangerous road, guys. We got to pray for Desmond. People of Hurricane Harvey, all the other weird places that were hit by hurricanes. It was all the southeast of America, broke people. God don't even give a fuck about them. Economically, you're in the worst situation and take a hurricane. This guy's just taking a piss on some poor white trash people. Fuck the Lord. Guys, I'm here on a stance of hatred. I'm running for president. With your help, we'll build a wall around Desmond. Keep him away from those buffet tables. I'm tired of being tired. Just tired all the time. You'd think sleep would help, but it just exhausts me. People were like, you need to start working out. I was like, I'm too tired for that. Can't sleep? You think I'm going to run around the block? You dick. Harvey Weinstein was grabbing pussy.
Yeah, he was.
Like he's the president of film. Can't just go around grabbing him by the pussy. I said good for him. I'm glad he grabbed that pussy. I'm glad he hurt those people. Because good people don't make interesting shit. You want to watch a good guy's movie? Go watch Michael Bay. Transformers was almost good because he made a girl wash a car in a white t-shirt. You gotta rape bitches to make interesting shit. Otherwise, it's just not interesting. Bill Cosby, greatest comic alive. He definitely raped those girls. Based on how goddamn funny he is, he probably raped a lot more than those. The number's probably higher. He's pretty goddamn funny. And he didn't use the cuss words? Holding the ball with the ball. He what? Raped those bitches. Good for him. Good for raping those bitches. Thank you for taking that dick for us, ladies. Oprah's probably the devil. Popular as she is, I don't know what she does. She's got to be fucking raping kids or something. We're going to find out about her one day. Her basement, her and Stedman are just tying up toddlers and worshiping Satan. I think she's got to be the Illuminati herself. So neo-Nazis are in the news again. Didn't we already beat the Nazis? Tired of all these old villains. Pirates before that. Vikings going to make a comeback? Are the Neophytes coming? Hold on. Racist people, they want to like put black people back in slavery. Well, here's a weird thought. Here's something that'll fuck you up. As talking about how you have to be evil to make cool shit. You know how evil America is? We make black people. We're pretty fucking cool. You gotta be a real asshole to make people that cool. Damn, I wish I had a hot closer. All right, I'm gonna get out of here before Desmond starts paging me.
Just scream for everybody. I'm gonna clap. It's like a clap. Clapping gets old. Just scream for everybody. Goes up there. Make it loud in here.
I don't know why in here fucking with me. But reality is, y'all just seen something that should not have been happening at all. We gotta address the elephant in the room. That itty bitty ass hat on the big ass hat. I'm sorry, I had to address it.
Looks better than those stretch marks on your head.
I ain't getting these. These ain't stretch marks. Let me tell y'all now, these ain't stretch marks. I ate your woman last night. She locked her shit around my head. I take that back. You ain't got a woman.
We're very close friends.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm not. All right.
I'm saying
you started it.
I know. I did. I started it. No, I shouldn't have said that. My bad. And I love you, bro.
Thank you, sir.
You said give some energy.
I like it.
I don't know.
I like it. It's
zoinks.
Me? So,
Joey
Porter.
Yeah, get him. Oh, 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 oh. Yeah.
Oh, oh, oh. Fuck you, Dick.
Okay, Cal.
When did that shit?
It's your. So, are you from another galaxy or a time traveler?
Well, that's a complicated question because, I mean, to travel through space is to travel through time. So,
I'm actually from Earth in the future, but I've traveled so many light years that I've traveled through the past.
Do you have any warnings for us? Some hot lottery tickets?
No. Like in 2024, you guys are fucked. Other than that, no.
We only have to make it 15 years.
No, yeah, you guys just fucking... We'll do the same thing everybody else did. You guys will, like, get kind of big and fuck some stuff up, and then you'll have a revolution, and then people be like, remember when we had the revolution, and then, like, all that same shitty things will start to creep back up, like, 40, 50 years later, and you'll be like, I can't believe this is fucking happening again.
I'm so worried about Trump and North Korea.
Yeah.
They're, like, the only ones that could fuck shit up.
Yeah, we're freaking dying.
Like, Trump might be like, tell me how to take them over in a day with drones. And they launch the plane, they kill everybody. And then we find out North Korea was like, oh, in the event that we're dead, all of our bombs explode at once and destroy the planet. They might have a kill switch.
You never know.
Leroy.
Yo, what's up, people?
We gotta welcome people to the podcast.
Yo, what's happening? Brr, brr, brr.
The last couple episodes were a little bit heavy in content, but this time it's gonna be super silly. We're joined by my main man, Mr. Leroy Hicks.
Yo, what's up, people, man? This is Leroy Hicks, man. How y'all doing, ladies? What's up?
We're joined by our favorite Graylian, time-traveling alien, Mr. Alex.
I mean, Mr. Alex, what's going on, bro?
What up, guys? Nothing, just smoking weed and telling jokes.
Man, that's what we do.
Where can people find you?
People can find me in Rockford. They can find me on Facebook.
Hey, Rockford.
I'll be on 11th Street. I'm fucking dealing out dubs. If you want to fucking follow me on Facebook or Instagram, I post a bunch of funny stuff and pictures of weed and all kinds of other shit that I do.
What's the name, though?
Alex the Funny Kid on Instagram, or just Facebook.com/AlexSavant. Follow me on there if you like pictures of weed and me going and getting high and doing stuff.
Guys, for just $6 a month, you could sponsor Alex. He's not from this planet. He can't get a green card. He just came here to smoke weed and fuck shit up. And there's only so much meth that he can make. And he's trying to go straight. He's just here to have fun. And guys, we need you to donate. 1-800 Alex is an alien.
America.
America.
Won't you please help me?
So, Al, man, I got a couple questions for you. Like, this is gonna be like a superistic, like, you are alien, you're from a different planet. What's the future of comedy, man?
The future of comedy?
In your opinion.
Well, there's a great dark period where everybody gets... where everybody gets so fucking PC that you just go up there and you have to compliment people.
And then there's the great cleansing.
Yeah, there's the great cleansing. And that's actually mostly just a race thing. And then people start to tell jokes again. It gets all right. It's, the future of comedy is
Facebook.com/AlexSavant. Why is it a race?
Nice.
Why is it a race?
Nice. Check that shit.
Nice with the plug.
And one more time. Why is it a race thing?
The race thing?
Why is PC culture mostly a race thing?
That's just where they go with it.
They go all over. They go gay and tranny.
They do go all over the place, man. You guys get pretty upset about a lot of stupid things.
Mm-hmm. Hey, don't love me.
Most of you, will say this, that it's kind of weird that a lot of you guys just base things off small little aspects of what you do or things about yourself, and you kind of name that as who you are, the characteristics of your character, but they're not. They're just kind of things that you do. Who you fuck and what you look like are just parts of you, and we seem to attach them to... You guys seem to attach them as, like, parts of your actual self.
Okay, question for you. You keep on saying you guys. How do you view it? Like, what's your interpretation?
Yeah,
how do you...
we're all grays.
Yeah.
So you guys just become bland in the future?
No, man, we're just all... We know there's no difference. It's just, like, characteristics.
I
wouldn't point out all the times that you had glasses. There's nothing wrong with the differences. It's just that we don't make them such an important part of who we are.
Because we're all just eternal beings.
I told you he's alien, guys. Listen, that's how. What Earth do you live on?
What Earth do I live on? I live on Earth 36145420710.
Oh man, do you know Rick? I'm a pickle.
Do you know Pickle Rick,
bro?
C-134.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, man, I've met him.
You know Pickle Rick, man.
He's not as cool as the show. Sometimes he's a dick, but he's actually a good time though. He gets fucked up. This one time he got fucked up and had Logic show up.
There was this story on the internet where a spaceship came to Earth.
Hey, he said Logic show up.
He's a rapper.
That's a big part of why
I didn't know that guy.
I came here to destroy your planet.
I'm not as cool as Rick and Morty.
Got rap and marijuana.
And Logic.
I was like, I'm going to just chill for a little bit.
Just come back for obscure shit. I want to see Lucifer season 3. I heard the Tostito commercials were hilarious.
It's the only reason why I'm here. Alright, so hold on. What were you saying, Ian? You were going somewhere deep.
I was
going
to talk about outer space and shit.
Yeah,
I know. I was going to give the news story.
Yeah.
There was a spaceship that came by Earth that ran out of its super fuel. Crystals. Whatever magic shit it uses. Three-dimensional quasi-crystals.
Flaming hot juice.
Flaming Cheetos.
Yeah.
And lubricant. It's weird, but it works.
Right.
Check the science.
It's all there.
All right, don't teach the controversy. Teach the
bosons and particles. And
yeah, bitch. Cheetos and fucking lemon. Lube,
you gotta,
man.
You gotta have lemon
Flaming
juice.
Flaming hot Cheetos, son.
You gotta have lemon juice. You guys will figure it out.
You guys are overthinking it. We already have this shit.
Yeah.
Put it in your car today.
It'll run good. And
never buy gas
juice.
Again.
Never.
Fuel injectors.
Yeah.
So this spaceship ran out of super fuel. And it talked to the internet. And went to 4chan. Reddit. Yeah, this alien. And it was like, yo, I fly across the galaxy, but I ran out of fuel. I have enough. I can just fly around your planet anywhere in seconds. So just type in coordinates, and I'll go fly there and take a picture to prove that I'm real. And then, you know, when my backup gets here, I'm going to take off. So people were like, oh, this is horseshit. They started putting in coordinates. It was flying all over the place, all over the planet. And the photos weren't the same as Google Earth's photos. They were different kinds of photos. So then somebody was like, hey, come to these coordinates. Fly as low as you can. And then they looked up and took a picture, and they saw, like, a UFO above them. And it was like, holy fuck, this shit is real. People were freaking out. They were giving all these coordinates. They never said, hey, take a picture of you.
Yeah.
You're an alien. Let's see what an alien looks like. Goddamn. They, all this way, couldn't take a selfie. And it immediately talks to 4chan.
Yeah, true that. Now, do you know anything about that? Was that your people? What was that? Like,
anyway, we have an alien with us today.
Al, tell me what was going on, man. What was that?
That was Ricky.
What's Rick up to, bro?
Man, he's... This is not the same Rick from Rick and Morty, by the way.
Different Rick.
Different Rick. Different
I know, too. His Ricky.
It's not, right.
Ricky, it's not like Earth Ricky. That's just like a good way of saying it. Ricky! It's a different thing. Ricky, he's a good guy, but he gets fucked up on space meth. Yeah. He comes out here and he frequently gets stuck.
Have you guys been around for a while?
We've been around for eons, Ian.
Is there a bunch of different kinds on the planet?
Yeah. Some of us is lizard people. Some of us have ant heads.
Hey, question. Hey, bro, for real. Are you guys Bigfoot? Are you guys Chewbacca?
I don't know where people got that. That's just absolutely fucking ridiculous. Bigfoot is real. We ain't got nothing to do with it. That's just a big old
Chupacabras.
Yeah,
Chupacabras.
Yeah. Chupacabras.
The abominable snowman. Like, what is it?
Ghost?
That's what
are
we
you guys
like
ghosts?
No, you guys can't
no,
be ghosts.
Ghosts are not real.
Yeah.
Date ghosts? Rape. Are you ghosts? Guys date rape?
No, date rape is very real.
Oh, shit.
But we're not always responsible. I feel like that's a stereotype.
Just because it happened a couple times doesn't mean we were serious, man.
So, you up in the space, put something in your butt, you guys get all upset about it.
Like, what do other planets hope for Earth? What do they hope for our species?
They're all dead.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, the likelihood of anybody surviving, like, past a Type 1 civilization is really rare, actually. Like, it never happens. You'd think, like, statistically there'd be a lot more out there, but most of them end up destroying themselves, or they just run out of time.
I was gonna say, man, what can we do to what can we do as a human race?
Should
like,
we
I
recycle?
Know you've seen the future. Like, should we do? Like, what, in your opinion, how can we save ourselves and save this earth, bro?
Well, one thing I think that you guys could the big thing that will happen is most of you will die off of like heart disease and just kill yourselves by eating drugs. I mean food drugs, not real food. Just eat food. Most people just don't eat food. You could do that. Stop like all of your poisons. Stop putting them in the water. I don't know if you've discovered this yet on Earth, but we've been watching for a while. You're like 75% water. And you drink it less than anything else.
I think it's 95%.
We've been watching you since the dawn of man. Since you were monkeys and we came and fucked with your DNA, we've been watching you. And you guys used to... There's only water.
Are you Anunnaki, bro?
I'm not Anunnaki. Those guys are a bunch of pricks. They thought they were
awesome. I was going to say, we got beef.
Came down and invented... They didn't invent math, motherfucker. They just came down and taught you stupid monkeys.
Hey, did our species...
After they taught you... After we fucked with their DNA, then they taught you math and writing, and they're like, well, we invented it because we're gods. They're gods.
Did we start on Earth, or did we start on Mars?
Yep. It's actually an interesting question. We started off on Mars.
So what the fuck? What happened there? We got a reset button?
We fucked shit up.
I heard it was
came
weather.
Came to Earth. It was the weather, but we kind of had a lot to do with it.
You guys
same
are assholes.
Problems you guys ran into here, and we come here and we...
Just snow globe on a species.
We came here as a last-ditch effort from Mars, because we had fucked up, so we're like, we're going to go to this planet and teach them to live better and not follow our mistakes. So we built all these monuments, aligned it with the suns.
All kinds
all
of math.
All this great knowledge, math, writing, we made these batteries.
Science.
Right there in Baghdad. We started teaching people how to make batteries with the little clay and shit, what we could find from the ground. And then you motherfuckers have taken it so off course, and it's like everything we said not to do, you did do. And I don't know who wrote this fucking book that you were all following. You had
the
one
secret?
Version, and now you got a new version. There's an old version. You guys are picking and choosing what you want to follow out of it. It's mostly bullshit. Some of it's true, like don't eat fucking certain things, like poisonous things. But yeah, mostly you guys can fuck whoever you want. It doesn't affect the world at all. But not your kids. You shouldn't fuck your kids or something.
No, or animals. More animals. Creepy.
What was the alien reaction to Donald Trump?
To Donald Trump?
Yeah, true that.
Were you guys watching like, God
is he one
it.
Of y'all?
No.
Is he
no,
one of y'all?
He's one of us. We got
is he?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
He's a lizard.
Dude. Alright, so basically
what's the plan?
What happened there was we're like, let's see how stupid they are.
Gotcha.
We haven't tried anything like this since we started selling. We like came up with the idea to put water in bottles and sell to you.
Nice.
Idiots. You guys are dicks.
We're like, what if we put a TV character
fucking assholes.
And said that he could be... This is like a movie, right? It's like a farce. It's like
the worst Guardian Angels ever.
Guardians of the Galaxy,
we're not Guardian Angels. I don't know why you guys think
we're
going
to... Let's genetically modify them so they're smart enough for us to fuck with them.
I mean, look how you guys act. You're made from our DNA mixed with monkey DNA, basically. We came here, and you guys are
so
like
monkeys
big,
were the
like
first lab rats.
No,
is that what's going to happen to the lab rats? Like, are they gonna?
If you guys fucking put your DNA in there, I wouldn't recommend doing that though.
Pickle Rick.
I wouldn't recommend doing that.
Pickle
though.
Rick.
You guys
we're not
are not
do
ready
that.
For
well,
it.
We're
yet.
Do,
you guys still have to invent a thinking machine before you can.
That's exactly what we're gonna do. We're gonna make a computer, and it's gonna eat you. It's gonna eat all of us. We're gonna make something better than us, and you're gonna suck it. Pickle Rick, drop the mic.
Oh, he's out. Alien Alex, he's out.
How do you feel about AI consuming
AIs?
All the matter and energy in the world and being a singular consciousness?
Ooh.
You're in a simulation, bitch. You time traveled into a simulation.
We got you.
We're not even real.
We're not, bro.
You thought you were with real people.
Oh, my God. Nope. You're fucking Morty.
You're a fucking Morty. Yeah, hey, write that in alien paper and take it back.
Right.
Show it to your leader.
Yeah, fucking Morty. Oh, man, this is great business.
Guys, we got assimilated.
Yeah.
So what was the alien reaction to finding out you're not real?
I've always questioned that.
Well, you just found out. Congratulations.
We told you, write it down, take it back.
Guess what? You don't die yet. You just got to live with this.
Yeah.
You're in the game.
Yeah. And you're going to love your favorite day of the year is going to be Valentine's Day.
We're just going to program that in. You want to be a vegan?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the new way.
We could code that.
Are you a vegan now?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I don't believe in that.
That's why you're dying.
But yeah, but isn't that the poisons that you speak of? Like, in your...
No.
Like, the poison food?
Red number 3.
Oh, Jesus.
And whatever X's and Z's you guys keep putting into things.
Okay.
People say, well, what are we supposed to eat, man? Fucking fruit and vegetables. And
true. Some, but you need some meat.
Meats.
Yeah, you do need some.
Eat the organs if you want to be really healthy.
Yeah. So tell us how your shit works.
How's ours? What shit?
Like, your shit is dope. Your future works.
Mm-hmm.
You got a good government or whatever.
Yeah.
Or just whatever.
Is it
good? What do you do? Like,
yeah,
what do you
who's
do?
Who's in charge?
Who's in charge?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like.
No, nobody's in charge.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. How does shit get done?
Yeah, we just all just do what we want to do. Mm. And then everybody kind of has their piece where they fit in. Like, some people are like, I want to paint. So we just let them paint shit. And if they're not good at it, then they don't become painters. And people are like, I want to build buildings. That's how I feel. And then we're like, all right. And then they build buildings. If it collapses, we're like, you can't fucking build buildings anymore.
Oh, wow. Do they die afterwards?
Yeah, we kill them. I'm just kidding.
No. Oh.
We do sterilize them.
Okay. And freeze their bodies.
No more reproduction for those ideas.
Mm.
Those mm-hmm. ideas are dead.
We call it making scrambled eggs. I think you guys call it a lobotomy. We scrambled their eggs.
Nice. Nice.
Tall Morty.
Mm. Yeah.
And then we eat their organs.
You gotta have a blood sacrifice.
The future's grim. Well, we do. Yeah.
Do you guys worship the devil?
Mm. We don't worship him, but we have accepted that.
Do you guys have one day of the year where you can just kill anybody, like that one movie?
The Purge?
Yeah.
Do you guys purge? Are you purging on your
That's
planet?
That's creepy. Mm. Because you can get anywhere in a second. Oh my God. Oh my God.
I was just born to purge. One guy.
Yeah.
And he drove to Vegas.
Oh yeah. And shot up a whole bunch of people.
That was his dream.
Imagine that one person who slipped away from the Purge. You'd be like, damn it, nobody got Clayton. No, he's going to run amok.
That's what everybody wished would die.
Yeah. And nobody went to his house. You're telling me no, not one person? No, we didn't even think about it. Really?
All right, Alex, you need to debunk our shit for us.
What?
Fill us in on what conspiracies are real. What is bullshit? You're an alien from the future. You know some shit. Man. School is to the game.
Well, what kind of... Tell me what you want to know.
Illuminati?
That's pretty much...
You always go with the Illuminati.
Yeah, the Illuminati is pretty much just some bullshit that they put out on the internet.
Skull and bones.
It's also some bullshit. I feel like a lot of people are pretty stupid. You guys are pretty gullible to think that the... First of all, most
Us?
Humans, I figure, like...
Gullible?
I feel like
You're in assimilation.
We're still laughing about it.
Right. Yeah, I've accepted it.
We've been texting. Right. We're made out of computer code. We can just do that.
Go ahead, bro.
No, go on.
But that's all misdirection. The Illuminati, the Skull and Bones, they wouldn't really put that information out there. The real,
What's
true
a misdirection from?
Well, they got real organizations. And it's basically ran by my people. But
Reptilians?
The Illuminati, the Skull and Bones are pretty much just like molester clubs for pedophiles and...
Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah. Monsters are among you, but they're not.
Oh, Jesus. They're mostly us.
Yeah, they're mostly...
They are us.
We're scary enough.
They look like Ian.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to invade?
We're here.
I know, but are you going to take over?
That we run shit right now. What do you think's happening?
All
right,
so...
You think your votes matter?
But you're not really running.
But it's not like you're just gonna holocaust us. We're
running it in the same way that you would run like an ant farm.
Oh wow!
You move the sugar.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, we control the amount of water, the
cocaine?
Heat. Cocaine. Like,
is it like an ant farm?
Yeah, we did. We did give you guys cocaine.
Yeah, thank you.
But you guys came up with meth.
Who are your favorite humans?
My favorite humans.
Yeah. I mean, you're here. You're hanging out for a reason. Mm.
True. Bill Cosby.
All your people are boring as shit.
Bill Cosby would fit in the future.
I know. Does he?
No, he's dead.
Okay.
He dies alone.
Disney didn't try to save his...
No.
Save his head.
The music is getting sinister.
It is. Perfect timing.
You know, we're going to be YouTube famous tomorrow.
I need more
Interview with a Graylian. No, for real, he was telling the truth.
He was, like, for real. Look us up. Debunk us.
This is going to be a whole thing. People are going to be like,
Happy Halloween, people.
It's on SoundCloud.
That's a weird way to blow up. Yeah. They think he's really an alien. He is.
No,
there's pictures, man. You can look me up on Facebook.
For real, he's everywhere. Where is it at on Facebook?
Facebook/Alex
Devon. Alex, you need to go Instagram some insane shit. Some, like, a reptilian with their...
hologram off. go picture some real shit, and then we'll all fuck with you like you're fucking David Icke from the future.
Reptilians aren't really round, though. They pretty much live in the center of the Earth.
Okay, that's warm there.
You know what I'm saying?
What's this hole that keeps opening up in Antarctica?
That's the Earth's butthole.
Oh, it was just making toots.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Toot, toot.
That's all it
beep,
is.
Beep, beep.
We figured it out. It's just toot, toot.
The Earth is actually a giant living being. Sometimes it...
Global warming, is that some shit?
It's got a fever.
Does the government control the weather?
Some parts?
Yeah, some parts.
They're trying to get rid of the southeast of America because
they're
poor people.
To, but they don't
really
have to figure it out yet.
No.
The hurricane, they just had 6 hurricanes, and Trump control said, it. Get it together.
Yeah.
If you built, like, a Tesla coil, would you really be in control of electricity, or would that be some pretty sketchy shit, you know?
He said Tesla coil.
Be lightning flying all over the place.
Good way, like, to, honey, I shrunk the kids and shit.
It's a good way to counter gravity.
It is. Ooh, you're already thinking about
yeah,
it.
Gravity's not real.
You know, the way spaceships work is they build their ships out of atoms, and they can, it's a tesseract. They fill all of the space, so they can move through time and space, because they fill all of the space of wherever they're at.
That's crazy.
I think I learned that on YouTube last night.
I kind of like
I've
it.
I've been super bored.
And you were on point with it. Like, that's probably exactly what they said.
Is
say
that how your spaceships work?
We actually use gyroscopes with mercury contained in there.
Gyroscopes?
If you use a gyroscope through mercury, it'll actually create an electrical charge and glow.
Can humans have telepathic powers? Can we be Professor X?
Wait, when you said gyroscopes, is that like a gyro from, like, you know, the Euro
Does it come
meat?
With fries?
Yeah. Euros.
It's a perfectly balanced.
We need to go to wings it is.
Man, I was like, man, should it be a pizza puff or a taco?
All right, Alex, fill us in on whatever your last thoughts are. Most important thing humans need to learn.
The most important thing that humans need to learn.
This is first contact.
Yeah.
What is your message to us?
Humans need to, all of you, no matter who you are, you need to take some time out of your day each day. Look up at the sky and smoke some weed.
Yes.
And just think about some shit.
Yes.
And that's really all you gotta do.
Is that easy,
and
guys?
Other than that, just fuck off and stop making problems.
And then you can be mayo. You
right.
Can be bland and boring like the future.
Oh, shit. I did have one last thing to say about From the Future, like, if you guys want to look.
Oh, what's up, bro?
I forgot that's why it was like...
Oh, yeah.
Like,
we need to know that.
Tell them this fucking thing, man.
Yeah.
Saves us all.
Yeah.
That's why we kidnapped you.
Yeah, that's why I'm here.
Yep.
They said to tell you that you need to make sure you follow me on Instagram if you want to keep
oh, Jesus.
On what I'm smoking and how to eat.
Come on, man.
Reckless.
That's the millennial shit.
I like
gotta,
it, though.
We got to plug it.
Hey, Al, man, for real, like, all right, futuristic shit, man. I'm going to need you.
What do you want to hear?
I know, I don't need her nothing. I need you to sell me some alien weed.
Some alien weed?
Because if I'm the first one to have it, that's the new Kush. I'm like, yo, who got the real moon rocks, nigga?
Yeah, like, I want that Saturn's
moon. Ooh, I like that. I want the Milky Way, nigga. Yeah, man, so hook me up, bro. So next time you come down here, ooh, that's wrong. Next time you come down here, bring that, well, you know what? We did smoke a little bit. We smoked, Rockford's belt.
I don't know if you guys can tell. We smoked Rockford's belt tonight.
It was good.
And, we're having fun.
Yeah, Rockford's belt is right next to Orion's belt, but underneath the sack of
just south.
Somebody tell south. Coast to Coast about us. Who's Alex Jones? Somebody tell Alex Jones. Get him on the phone.
I think he's gonna show up at my house.
I got
we
speed
know.
Down. Yeah. Now, Alex, man, great business, man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
Oh, yeah. Man, who killed Kennedy, bro?
Yeah.
The CIA.
Yep.
Shit.
Were you guys a part of it?
Yeah, well, no. The CIA was pretty pissed off because Kennedy was going to come forth and tell other, like, the Russian government that we were here.
Mm.
And they didn't like that.
Hey, is it really a Men in Black?
Yeah.
I mean, most people.
There's an agency out there, little Men in Black, that work with you guys.
Are we gonna see them because we were hanging out with you?
Most people just wear black suits when they work in the government. I don't know. You guys.
You know what? You're right about that.
Yeah, you guys started that. Like, they're like, oh my God, man, like, they're just government agents. They're coming. But yeah, damn, if you look into some shit, they will come for you.
You're lucky. Yeah, I know they will.
You're lucky we're a couple of Agent Smiths.
Yeah,
for real. We'd be in some trouble.
Yeah, man, we got a teleporter. Shit. We're gone.
Pickle Rick,
bitch. We're going to be at Wings It. Like, book. Thought you guys were just out there. Nope, we were in here.
That wasn't a memory. We've been in Wings It the whole time.
The whole time, son.
Simple Rick, Breaking Bad.
Hey, man, come on. Breaking Bad?
All right, y'all. I'm Ian Ellis. You can find me at Chicago Open Mic.
Yeah.
You know, when you write that, the letters you capitalize is C for Chicago, okay. O for open, ooh, and M-I-C for Mike,
ooh,
which spells out comic.
Nice.
That's an Easter egg.
That's very cool.
Hey, that is. That was like a double entendre. It was a triple entendre. I like that.
C-O-M-E-D-I-A-N.
X-Y-Z, Nick.
Yeah, man. Elemental P.
Just wanted to spell and be new.
Here's your trophy.
Good job, baby Tyrone. You're going to be just like your dad. Thank you.
You're special.
Hey, man, you can find... This is your boy, Leroy Hitz, man. Look. Yeah, you can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Snapchat. You can find me on Instagram. I'm out here more, man. I'm out here. Ladies, what's up?
Shout out to K-Bizzle.
KB, what's up? What's Chris up, Craig? Bro? Okay, man, what's up, Corey?
Alex, what's that Instagram? We want to see pictures.
Good shit out there, K, okay, man.
Shit, once again, man, my name is Alex Avant. Thanks for having me out here, guys, in this car, in this parking lot. It's been real.
You tell them motherfuckers our whereabouts, man. We are out,
so. You know parking lot, motherfucker.
We are, yes, you
told them what reality we were in, what time right. We were in.
Man, you just set us up, bro.
Ain't nobody cosmic narc.
The fucking Federation's coming, bro.
You have any idea how many people are looking for us?
I got a reality jammer, motherfucker. Ain't nobody even know we're here. We just look like a fountain. It
sucks that you're not in reality.
Yeah, exactly. You're still in the simulation.
Get off, slow Mobius.
Oh, sorry, dude. I'm just trying to show off my powers, bro.
Why you babysitting? Only two or three shots. I'ma show you how to turn it up a notch. First you get a swimming pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. Pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. I wave a few bottles, then I watch them all fly. All the girls wanna play, they watch. I got a swimming pool full of liquor, and they dive in it. Pool full of liquor, I'ma dive in it.
Four.
Frank.
Headshot.
Frank.
Sit down.
Frank.
Stand up.
Frank.
Pass out.
Frank.
Wake up.
Frank.
Faded.
Frank.
Faded.
Frank.
Okay. Now open your mind up and listen to me, Kendrick. I'm in your conscience. If you do not hear me, then you will be history, Kendrick. I know that you're nauseous right now, and I'm hoping to lead you to victory, Kendrick.
If I take another one down, I'ma drown in some poison, abusing my limit. I think that I'm feeling the vibe. I see the love in her eyes. I see the feeling of freedom is granted as soon as the damage of vodka arrived. This how you capitalize. This is parental advice. And apparently, I'm over-influenced by what you are doing. I thought I was doing the most that someone said to me.
Sure, I mean, if you spend all day shuffling words around, you can make anything sound bad, Morty.
Why you babysitting? Only two or three shots. I'ma show you how to turn it up a notch. First you get a swimming pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. Pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. I wave a few bottles, then I watch them all fly. All the girls wanna play, they watch. I got a swimming pool full of liquor, and they dive in it. Pool full of liquor, I'ma dive.